You know, last week we were talking about an article written by Colin Smith on becoming more consistent in our daily Bible reading. And one of our longtime listeners and just part of the Praise family, Michelle Miller, wrote in and she said, you know, we've been doing something new to hide God's word in our hearts and to become more consistent in our Bible reading. And so we got Michelle on the phone with us this morning. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Darla.
I am really excited for you to share with our listening family what you and your family have been doing in becoming more consistent in your daily Bible reading. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, it was kind of a godsend that we came across this. There's a gal out in Georgia that the Lord prompted to start writing down scriptures to have people write with her. So I thought, wow, that's a really neat idea. And the reason that I thought it was so awesome is because when we write something, we're much more apt to remember it than if we just read it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we write it, we can remember it much better and hide it in our hearts a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a little way to do it. She just said, read the scripture, and then it's like soap, S-O-A-P, and then observe what it says. Then application, what does it mean? How am I going to apply it to my life? And then the P is for prayer. Take about 10 or 15 minutes, talk to God, and ask Him to show you. Ask Him for wisdom to show you what He wants you to know from His Word. It's like a love letter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell my kids. It's like a love letter to us. So there is a little post that I've been putting on my Facebook with all the different scriptures for every day of each month. So August came up today and it has all the scriptures in there and you can just write. And I read some statistics. If you write in blue ink, it helps you remember much more than if you write in any other color.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too. And also, if you read something seven times, it's as effective as writing it once. So write it and then just carry around with you what you feel the Lord is speaking to you.
How much scripture are you actually writing every day? How does that work?
Different each day. Sometimes it's just one or two verses, and sometimes it's maybe seven or eight verses, part of a passage.
Mm-hmm.
So every day is different, and I encourage people, you know, it seems like some days it's a lot, but it's really worth your while to do it. It's a discipline that I think that once you learn how to do it, it just is, it's good for so many different things. I read another cool statistic that if you, the founder of Classical Conversations, Leah Borden said that she went and taught in Jamaica, and she saw that kids there were doing copy work off the board, and she thought, well, it seems like it's kind of a waste of time to do that. But she noticed six different things that it helped with. It helped them to sit still for a long time. It helped them spell better. It helped them to have better handwriting. It helped them to memorize a lot of scripture. Helped with hand-eye coordination and good eye tracking. So I thought, well, it can't hurt us, especially if it's something as enriching as something that doesn't come back void.
Mm-hmm. So it's something you've gotten your kids involved in as well, right?
Well, yeah, it's nothing I make them do. It's just I try to keep it upbeat and say, I came across this, and it's just a really neat idea. I want something that I want my kids to do. I try to do it as well. And even some of my adult kids jumped in, and they are really finding so much value in it. It's been so fun to talk and see what they've learned from each day. And I just got little notebooks and fun pens for them to write with, and it's been kind of a neat family thing that we've been doing. I've been trying to teach it to everybody I come across.
So you're talking about writing the old-fashioned way, not getting on your computer, on your iPad, and
yep.
typing it in. You're talking about getting blue pen, preferably,
yep.
and an actual notebook. You said you went out to the Dollar Tree and picked up some little journals, and you've been writing the verses in there. So every day there's scriptures kind of assigned to each day. So tell
right.
us how that works. Walk us through it.
All right, so every day there's a scripture assigned, and so you just go to that passage and just spend a little bit of time praying before you read it, and just ask the Lord to help you understand it, and go through and start just writing it down in your notebook. And it's really amazing how much will come out of it that maybe never came across your mind before. So we just keep these notebooks, and then you ask yourself some questions there on the bottom. You ask yourself, what is this about? That's the observe part.
Okay, again, and that then, was soap, S-O-A-P.
Yeah, S-O-A-P.
So the scripture,
then,
observe.
Right, observe, and then the application means, what does it mean to me? And then what am I going to do with it today with my life? How am I going to apply it in my life today?
Mm-hmm.
So those are really probing questions to ask yourself. And you know, some days it's really, really difficult. And some days it's like, wow, God knew exactly what I needed to hear. That's mm-hmm. why I call it a love letter. He knows. And it's a living word. So everybody has a different thing come to them sometimes. We did it. We went camping with some friends, and we did it with their family, and we went around and shared, and it was just super cool to see how everybody got something different.
And the P is for?
Prayer. Take 10 or 15 minutes to pray and ask the Lord to help you use this in your life. And it's just really, really been a neat experience.
Oh, sounds great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm gonna definitely try that. I love writing the scripture. And again, the blue ink.
Right.
I got to try that one.
I will share August prayer, the verses of August. I'll share it with the Praise Network on the Facebook post.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'd love for you to do that. So if any of our listeners want to find out more about this, Michelle's going to share it on our Facebook page. That's Praise Network, P-R-A-Y-Z Network on Facebook. Check it out. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.